We always finish our working week musically, and this afternoon I'm talking to Nick van Graan, a vocalist for a band called Year of Dogs, that released their debut single, Sweet Red, on all major platforms last week. Hello, Nick.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on.
Huge pleasure. Debut single means probably that the band only recently came together, and bands coming together during a time of COVID. How could that be?
Yeah, that's funny. We actually got together. We had our first practice in February, about a month before lockdown happened. And then we played one gig the day before the official regulations closed everything down.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been kind of Zoom band practices. It was that for a while. But as things eased, we got to play a bit again. But yeah, here we are back in lockdown.
Yeah. And all four of you coming out of other bands, how did the get together happen?
So the band initially started as a duo. It was me and my roommate, Temba, who I've known since 1 year old, actually. And we only started playing to music together in 2017. And then we went to Vietnam for a while, got taken in by the local scene there, came back, and we were helping out at a music event called So Far Sounds. And then I met Alex, who was taking pictures at this event, and he said he played the drums. So we jammed, and Alex realized we didn't have a bass player. Said his brother played the bass. So then we, all four of us, jammed, and that was in February. Had one more jam, and then we played our gig.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's...
And so it's you and Temba, the original duo, and then Alex and Dylan Burns, and that's a name that's familiar on Cape Talk because their dad, Lyndon, is often talking about aviation matters.
Yes.
I mean, interesting that you... What did you do in... What kind of music... How did you keep yourself musically active in Vietnam? You talk about getting into the local scene there.
Yeah. There was like a really good weekly jam night at a club or like more like a little bar called Yoko Cafe. And a mix of expats and local Vietnamese people would all hang out there, and everyone would get up on stage and jam, and some of the best musicians and I guess the beginners like us were all there. And everyone is, you know, people go over to Vietnam, teach English, and always come back with the stories of everyone being so friendly. And that was definitely the case. You know, we got taken in and nurtured. The scene there is a little bit different. Overall, the music is not really what we'd like to listen to. I guess, like, Vietnamese music can be a bit funny. But
the karaoke is very, very big there. Let's get on to the debut single, Sweet Red. We're going to play out with it. But just tell us a little bit about the song, why you wrote it, and why it took the direction that it does.
Sure. So the song came about during lockdown, actually, when most of us were kind of glued to our cell phones. And I guess social media was one of the few places we could connect to those closest to us. And I guess we were trying to capture the feeling of being connected to those close to us through our digital devices, but unable to really connect in the real world. And I guess the song takes the listener on a journey of that, where it's kind of begins cheerfully, where, you know, you can get the instant gratification of chatting to your friends and your loved ones online, getting likes and follows and comments on social media. But as it progresses, I guess it's supposed to be a bit of a realization that the digital world is not really sufficient to satisfy the human need for real life connection, like in-person connection.
Nick van Graan, the vocalist for the group The Year of Dogs, their debut single, which he was describing there, is Sweet Red. It's available on all major platforms as of last week. This is what it sounds like. Thank Nick.
Sweet red notification.
probably not.
It's a really, really, really nice song, Year of Dogs, proving once again that when it comes to music, as so much else, local is actually pretty lacking.